All right, thank you for your introduction. My name is Brooklyn Benick, and I'm from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, and I'm going to be speaking today about the effects of vermicompost and vermicompost tea on ginseng production at three Wisconsin sites. So first, a little bit about ginseng. We studied American ginseng, Panax quinquefolius. In Wisconsin, it takes three growing seasons to harvest ginseng, and that's due to its high desirability for consumers. Consumers want roots that are shorter and fatter rather than longer and skinnier. So farmers in Wisconsin have found that three growing seasons does that the best. So for this study, we seeded the ginseng in the fall of 2013 and then harvested in the fall of 2016. The roots are the profitable portion of the plant, but although the berries are very valuable as well for farmers because ginseng seeds are very expensive, so they collect the berries to have seeds for their future crops. Ginseng is used as a traditional Asian medicine for its alleged medicinal benefits. The study took place in Marathon County, Wisconsin, which is located in the north central portion of Wisconsin, highlighted by the green border on the map there. Annually, they have 33 inches of rain per year and the summer high temperature of 80 degrees Fahrenheit, and have a sandy clay loam texture. It's said they have magical soils in Marathon County because of their great production of ginseng. Annually, they grow 600 pounds of ginseng annually, and that contributes 90% of the United States ginseng production. So rightfully, it has earned the title Ginseng Capital of America. And the Marathon County ginseng farmers contribute $43 million to the Wisconsin economy every year. So with the production of ginseng, there is great risk due to the plant's high susceptibility to fungal diseases. So it is very essential that correct practices are done when prepping your field for planting. And so it begins with heavy tillage, which disturbs the soil, and tillage is done to create raised beds for the plants. The raised beds are to ensure that there's proper drainage for the ginseng over the three growing seasons. After heavy tillage comes fumigation. Fumigation is done to kill any disease pathogens that may be in the soil to ensure that the crop is successful over the three growing seasons. So unfortunately, this also means that any beneficial microbes are also killed off in the process. So the purpose of our study was to increase ginseng production by decreasing disease occurrence with the use of vermicompost and vermicompost tea. And overall, we would like to reduce the use of pesticides because pesticides can be used upwards of 50 times per growing season, depending on what the farmer deems necessary for its crop to be successful. So we hypothesized that the ginseng yield of the root and berry would increase with the use of vermicompost and vermicompost tea. Because of the additional nutrients that is supplied, it would enhance the beneficial microbial communities and add organic matter. So a little bit about vermicompost and vermicompost tea. Vermicompost is organic matter that's broken down by worms. That's what vermi stands for, is worms. And so our vermicompost was applied prior to seeding. So it was only applied once in this study in the first year, and then at three different rates, which I will explain in a moment. And then the vermicompost tea was created by taking 18 pounds of that vermicompost and circulating it in water. And that was applied at five times per growing season at a rate of 85 gallons per acre. Our experimental design consisted of a randomized complete block. So each site, there were three sites, each site was one block, and each site was given randomized treatments for the vermicompost. So there was a control plot, there was the vermicompost low rate at 35 pounds of compost, the medium rate at 70 pounds of compost, and the high rate at 105 pounds of compost. And then the split plot design was to break up each block in half for the application of vermicompost tea. So half of it received tea and half of it without tea. The results for our vermicompost, we did loss on ignition, which showed that in the control plots, they had the least amount of organic matter in the soil at 3.3%, and then it increased with the addition, each addition of vermicompost with the high rate of having 7.4% organic matter. Overall, though, the vermicompost had no effects on the berry or yield production. Our results for the vermicompost tea came back a little bit better. We saw that there was an increase with average dry root mass with the application of vermicompost tea. So seen here on the graph, you can see that sites 1 and 3 had a positive correlation with the application of vermicompost tea, but site 2 for some reason did not have that same relationship. We're hoping that further analysis of the site conditions and soil will tell us a little bit more why that would have happened, but overall there was a significant increase in dry root mass yield. So with 170 pounds being increased per acre, that would supply the farmer with an additional profit of $8,500 per acre of ginseng. Overall, though, we did not see that there was increase in the individual roots themselves. There was just more roots per plot, which infers that potentially there was higher root survival per plot, but not necessarily bigger roots. With berry mass, though, there was a negative relationship observed. So berry mass decreased by 160 pounds per acre with the application of vermicompost tea. So the graph here is depicting all three sites, and you can see that all sites had the same relationship with the vermicompost tea, that it decreased their berry production. Our vermicompost tea analysis showed that within the 85 gallons that was being applied per acre, there over the five times each growing season, there was 0.1 pounds of nitrates applied and 0.3 pounds of calcium applied per season. So this is a very small amount of nutrients being applied or added to the soil, but is potentially, it was in a soluble form, so, and it was applied foliar, so it was potentially giving the plant the nutrients it needed throughout the growing season at a very necessary time for the plant. So our discussion shows here that with the results of our study, it shows that the vermicompost supplied nutrients to the plant when needed, but potentially it is known that when plants get a lot of nitrogen, they put their energy towards vegetative tissue, such as their root and leaves, and not necessarily their reproductive tissues. So the plant needs to have stress induced in order to have a high production of berries. And so we recommend with the results of our study that in the first and second growing season, vermicompost tea should be applied, and then to maximize your root yield, and then in the third growing season, stop the application of vermicompost tea so you can focus on your berry production so you can have seeds for your future crop. I just want to take a moment to thank my colleague, Lindsay Carlson, for all her hard work on this project. And she does have a poster tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. She's focusing more on the microbial aspect of the project. It's very interesting. And then I would like to thank all of my advisors, Dr. Riven, Dr. Prater, Dr. McKitchen, Dr. Keemer, for the opportunity to work on this project with you all. And thank you to the USDA Specialty Crop Block Grant for funding the research. Are there any questions?
What depths was that measured at, and were those statistically significant trends that you showed?
They were not like statistically analyzed. This was something that was just recently done. I believe the soil samples were just collected like the first 6 inches of the topsoil. It wasn't statistically significant, but it most likely if we did run a test, it would come back as being significant. Yeah. Yeah. From as far as I know, it was just it was provided by one of our professors, but I don't know what exactly all of the sources were of the vermicompost itself. No. Yes.
It was a question about the profit for vermicompost usage, and 8,500 euros per hectare. How did you calculate this amount?
That was just like what the farmer would get from for each pound of vermicompost. I used a UW Extension article that gave a reference of $50 per pound. So 170 pound increase at $50 would be that 8,500. But that doesn't take into account the money that needs to be spent to purchase the vermicompost tea. But the overall expense for vermicompost tea is not as much as it's a small amount of that $8,500.